You're waking up with the Big Picture Morning Show with Dr. T and Chris Holmes on Talk Radio 107.3 590 KSUB.
All right, good morning to you, 743 on this Tuesday morning. This is the Big Picture Morning Show. Chris, can I tell you that I do not understand people? I really don't.
Sure.
There's a lot of talk. We have Dr. Lance Hatch with us from the Iron County School District, and Shauna Lund is also here. Just in the last couple of days, I was on social media, and a friend of mine who
was your first mistake.
Yeah, being on social media, you're right. A friend of mine was online, because I guess up in the Weber County School District, they're talking about maybe closing some schools. And he's saying, I really don't want the school board to vote to close blah, blah, blah school.
Yeah.
And then last night on three-letter, school board in the Granite School District being urged to not close these two schools. Uh-huh. And now we have a situation here in Iron County where the school board and the district is proposing going to a four-day schedule for school. And, of course, the outcry on social media has been pretty much,
what? What did you say? You can't say that! He can't say that!
So, I'm a little bit put out by this whole thing. I'm curious about this because, what does the public want? Because, to my mind, what the public has said in the past, up in Granite, here in Iron County, in the Weaver School District, was don't raise our taxes. And I think we've had that pretty clear indication here in Iron County. And so the district has come up and said, well, we need to stop spending, we need to worry about our expenses. So you come up with a proposal to help with the expenses, and the outcry has been pretty weird. But you've got some survey information that kind of disputes what's being talked about on social media. Am I right about that?
Yeah, I think it's really interesting that if you look at social media, you're not hearing the voices of the people who are supportive of the idea. And this is an idea that just came forward through the board to me. It's not something that was on my radar, but something they've been hearing from parents. And we did a survey. We had 2,600 parents respond to the survey, and 70% of the parents said, yeah, we like this idea. So there's a lot of people who have interest in the idea of a four-day week. It is successfully being implemented throughout the state in small districts. We would be the largest district in the state to implement a four-day week, but it is successful across the state and the nation. It's a trend throughout the nation that I think there's been, you know, over 1,000 new districts have gone to a four-day week over throughout the nation over the last few years.
Now, I do want to ask Dr. Hatch, and this may be putting you on the hot seat just a bit, but I am going to ask anyway, what has brought us to this point where we need to make a consideration of something like this?
Well, there's a few things. I think, first of all, I think the first conversations about this had to do with funding, the inability to pass a bond, and then we had the unfortunate situation where the tax commission did not certify the tax rate that was passed by the board recently in August, and that was a blow to us. That would have generated an additional $2.8 million, partially state, and then most of that from property taxes. But so the initial thought was, how do we recoup some of that in the short term until we can figure out, you know, another way to do that? And so this was initially an idea to address some of the financial needs. We have learned that it would do that in the short term through some of the measures that we would put in place. But in the long term, it's been found that it doesn't really provide a huge cost savings for the district in the long term.
So it sounds to me like there are other reasons why we're making a consideration for doing this.
Yeah, it started out with trying to recoup some of that lost funding. But then it evolved into the conversation of parents wanting time with their families, more family time. And it also turned into some other conversations about the missed school for extracurricular students. A lot of the activities happen on Fridays.
Yeah. First of all, let me say your presence here today, Superintendent, had Tim all excited because I said, Shauna's coming and she's bringing the soup. And Tim said, Sean is bringing soup. We're hungry this morning.
Yeah, that's right where I went. Sorry.
But at any rate, what about the discussion of parents who don't have a four-day work week and those concerns? Has that come up?
Yeah, that has come up. There are quite a few. And what we're learning from other districts who have implemented a four-day week mm-hmm. is the opportunity to still have programming. There are grants. There are third-party groups. So we picture, imagine 4-H coming in on Fridays and being able to use the facilities and really boost their participation.
No additional expenses
exactly.
for that.
Yeah. Boys and Girls Clubs. We have some after-school programs right now in our community that would love to move their services to Friday. So it's not like there wouldn't be opportunities for kids to participate in things on Fridays. Like I say, the school districts who have successfully implemented have really good programming on Friday for those who choose to participate.
That's a very interesting point. And other opportunities that don't take away from time at home with family.
Right. And so then if when there are those times when the family needs that time, then they have it. And then other times there's still things for kids to do. It's interesting how even elementary kids are impacted. Our lowest attending day is Friday, by far. And that a lot of it's because families are like, well, we're going to go watch our kid do this. We're going to go watch our kid do that. And we're going to take our other kids out of elementary school so that we can go do that. And we support that. That's something that families should be doing, and we support it.
For example, if this policy had been in place a couple of weeks ago, the entire school district could have been over at SUU to watch the Reds get into the playoffs or into the finals by beating JUAB that day.
Absolutely. And, in fact, Cedar High had very few students there that day.
I can imagine,
As you can imagine.
Now, what is the decision-making process going to look like, and with whom is the final decision? Is that the school board?
Well, that's kind of a trick question. The way the law is written is the school board has to follow a certain process and procedure. That includes public hearings and opportunities for the public to have input.
Sure.
That is happening on December 2nd. There will be a town hall that will be held at each of the three high schools, Parowan, Canyon View, and Cedar. And there will be at 6 o'clock p.m. on December 2nd. Anyone from the community will have an opportunity to share their thoughts and provide input. Now, once the district has gone through those processes, the school board will be able to vote. If they vote to approve the four-day week, then the process then shifts over to the Utah State Board of Education.
I was going to say, somewhere the state's got to get involved in this, right?
So we submit
maybe even
that.
A district judge.
Yeah.
Oh. Right. We submit the
please
application.
Please don't put this before Judge Gibson, but by any stretch of the imagination. Please don't do that.
So this will go to the State Board of Education, and they will end up voting on whether we do it or not. But from what I'm hearing, if we follow the process...
It's been done before.
So. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Can I ask you a question, Dr. Hatch? And this is your personal opinion. Does it kind of irritate you that the state has to be on board with this, that we can't make these decisions locally here?
It does bother me. And we are seeing a trend more and more away from local control, from the state legislature and from the State Board of Education. Once people get in those positions, they rightly have their beliefs and the way they think things should be done. But I think we're dangerously moving away from local control, from our own elected people here in our community helping to make those decisions. We're kind of handcuffed.
What's your sense of what the staff and the employees of the school district, what they're thinking about this possibility?
Well, in our initial survey, and by the way, the survey that we did was just an initial check to see should we even pursue this, but 75% of our licensed employees, our teachers, administrators, counselors, like the idea, and they can see benefits. There are some who don't like it, especially those who fear that this might impact their hours, their salary. And what we've tried to communicate is that's not the intent. We think we can work through all of those types of situations. And the other districts who have implemented haven't seen that happen.
But this does have the possibility of affecting, especially because I know you've got some, they are paraprofessionals, but they're hourly employees. Would this not have an impact on them?
Some it would, and we're trying to work through what does that look like. But some of them, it actually helps us out. For example, in an elementary school, you have a paraprofessional who if they work Monday through Friday, they can't be there before school or after school because they go over hours.
Right.
If you remove that Friday, now they can be there a little bit before school and a little bit after school, which really helps the schools to be able to manage students before school, after school, take care of some important things. So we think there's a lot of them that they would just have longer days Monday through Thursday. But there are some, like food service, we're trying to figure out what does that look like for them. Bus drivers, what does that look like for them?
That's where the savings come, though, right?
There's some savings, absolutely. Yeah. We figured about $300,000 a year just in driving our routes. Because we drive with our buses, you know, 4,000 miles a day. And so there is, you know, that one day saves us quite a bit of.
Okay, the meeting times again for these town halls?
The parent town hall is going to be December 2nd at 6 o'clock p.m. Anyone can go to any of the three high schools. That's Parowan High, Canyon View High, and Cedar High School. And we're excited for that. It's gonna be a great evening to get a presentation on the four-day week, and then people will be able to provide their comments. And board members will be at all three locations to listen.
I can guess there is one group of people involved here that are probably going, yeah, and that would be the students. Like, do you guys want to only have a 4-day? They're probably going. If somebody came up to me when I was in ninth grade and said, "Would you like to have a four-day school week?" That would be hell yes. So
surprisingly, we've heard from some students that they like the 5 days. They like school. It's a social thing for them as well as, you know, just a safe place. So it's interesting that even
help.
With the students, we have a little bit of mixed.
They need help. All right. Thanks, Shauna. Thanks, Dr. Hatch. Appreciate it.